20 children and 6 teachers died. I thought it would be the last one, the final straw to get something done, to finally put an end to school shootings. Instead, the opposite happened. Gun sales boomed. Rhetoric for one side and another brewed malice and more conflict. And more and more and more school shootings happened as the years happened. 345 in 2017. No more. I've seen signs at today's protests with 3 simple words on them. How many more? How many more people need to needlessly die before lawmakers decide to do something about it? Think about Sandy Hook again. 20 children died, scared in their own classrooms. If that's not the limit, I don't know what is. And if that's not the limit, I don't want to know what the limit is. If you couldn't take action to prevent the lives of children from being lost, what can make you take action? So here we are after yet another school shooting. My heart goes out to the families of the victims of Parkland, and I hate to say it, but my thoughts and prayers are with them. But thoughts and prayers aren't enough. Not anymore. We as students have to take action. If it's our lives on the line, it's our time to make a change. I reached my limit a long time ago. It's time for the rest of the nation to reach theirs. No more. And I'm not saying that banning guns is the way to go. I own a gun. There's a gun in my house. I exercise my own Second Amendment rights. But the Second Amendment is outdated. Owning a hunting rifle or a .22, that's part of American culture and creed. It's not something to be thrown out the window. But does the right to bear arms extend to military weapons and machines beyond the Founding Fathers' wildest dreams? When James Madison wrote the Bill of Rights, he had a musket in mind, not an AR-15. Times have changed since the Constitution was written in 1789. It's time we change too. As times change, our laws should change. As times change, our views should change. And as times change, we should change. No more. Enough is enough. It's time for comprehensive gun reform. The gun show loophole is archaic and has no place in a modern safe America. How can we be safe if any random person can get a gun without a background check? How can children be safe with a loaded, unlocked gun in their house? How can schools be safe in an America that cares more about the right to own a gun than the right for children and teachers to live? As the son of 2 teachers, my parents stand with our movement. They would be here if they could. They support our movement and our change. No more. Consider these 3 simple words again. How many more? There's only one answer to that question, and it is 0. Not a single person should have to die to make the change we need. Not a single child or student should have to die in their classroom. Sandy Hook wasn't the end, and maybe this will be. Maybe this will be what we finally need to get our change through. And maybe it won't be. And even if it's not, we still stand up for what we believe in, and what we need, and what is right. No more. Thank you.
All Americans, whether liberal or conservative, agree that these mass shootings are a tragedy. That is why we need to stop mourning individually and start fighting collectively. That is why Students for Action is advocating for political action. We are here today to protest political inaction and our government officials who merely give their thoughts and prayers to the victims of these mass shootings. These thoughts and prayers do not create change. They allow mass shootings to continue on and on. From mass shooting to mass shooting, we have witnessed the failure of our country to protect us and have witnessed the prayers and condolences of our politicians do nothing to avoid future mass shootings. That is why we created Students for Action. Join us in making our schools and our country a safe place for everyone. Thank you.